Thank you for calling customer service. This is Jabril speaking. How can I help you?
Well, I got a call, or I got an email, which I thought was from Sam's Club. And when I went in to do the survey on it and so forth, it said that I was eligible for such and such a thing at $4.95 for shipping. And I said, okay. And I come back and said $39.95, and it's already been charged to my bank account, and I don't know what to do about it, because I think it's a scam, because it said it was Sam's Club member to begin with.
Okay, so can you provide me with your zip code?
43302.
And your first and last name, please.
It would have been under Mary Teft, my wife. I was on here, and it said but either in her or my name, and it would have been under her name, Mary Teft.
Okay. For security purposes, can you verify the address?
466 Merchant Avenue, Marion, Ohio, 43302.
Yes, sir. I see you enter our contest, and you were downloading the meal plan app for $39.95.
I'm sorry, I'm a little hard of hearing. I can't. I didn't understand you.
You entered the contest downloading our meal plan app. So basically, it's a meal plan app that boosts your energy and cut back on sugar and carb cravings. It includes meal plans and recipes, guys, to eat better and feel better.
No, I didn't order anything like that.
Okay. All right, so I see that you placed the order on today. So are you calling to cancel?
That's correct. I want to cancel.
Okay,
and
you can go ahead. You say you wanted to cancel, and what else? Hello?
I'm sorry.
You say you wanted to cancel, and what else? What else were you going to say, sir? I'm asking you, like, what else was you going to say after you said you wanted to cancel?
Yes, I want to cancel.
Oh, okay. So your account is canceled. Is there anything else I can help you with?
Will the amount go back into my account? Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. No, that's all I want right now.
Thank you very much. Have a wonderful day.
Excuse me?
Thank you for calling customer service. Have a wonderful day.
Okay, thank you. Bye.